and to move aside, then took his place. Several postings had gone up that morning, mostly for crews, and only one for a caravan, but alas, to Mirabar and not to Icewind Dale.
"It will happen," Serena consoled him when he returned to the bar.
Soon after, Regis was back in the corner, enjoying his lunch, the common room bristling with patrons. All seemed in a fine mood, and indeed, most of the groups within One-Eyed Jack's that day were sharing parting drinks before putting back to sea. Regis enjoyed the spectacle and the many toasts, and found that he was more relaxed in the place now. Indeed, he spent most of his time looking out the window, and held his breath on several occasions when he noticed dark elves strolling by. At one point, a pair of drow came into One-Eyed Jack's, and how the other patrons offered deference to them. They took note of the finely outfitted halfling, their stares lingering on him, making him wish that he had dressed a little less colorfully and less richly this day. Indeed, one of the drow went to Serena and began a quiet discussion, and pointedly looking back his way as he did, making no effort to hide the fact that he was inquiring about Master Spider Topolino with the barkeep.
"Wonderful,"
the halfling muttered under his breath, and he pondered going over to join the discussion openly. Any thoughts of that went away almost immediately, however, when a tall red-haired man entered the room, flanked by several capable-looking brawlers. Clearly, given the parting crowd, men stumbling quickly to get out of the way, this was someone of importance. The redhead moved to the bar, and Serena rushed to serve him, and the dark elves toasted him and drained their drinks, then hastily departed. Regis noted it all, trying to sort out the hidden relationships. When the redhead moved to the posting board by the stairway, Regis dared to return to the bar.
"Hi, Captain Kurth,"
Serena whispered to him, bringing him a drink.
"I think you have found your caravan, little friend."
Regis stared at the man, who held a posting in his hand, but hadn't tacked it up yet, as he was reading the others recently placed. He was still focused there when the crowd in the common room went quiet once more, then gave a common huzzah. Regis looked all around in confusion, seeking the source of the cheer. And then he nearly fell off his bar stool, for he realized that the patron of the establishment had entered. A drow, and not one-eyed, Regis knew, though this one did indeed wear an eye patch.
"Jax,"
he whispered under his breath.
"Jarlaxle?"
He noted with concern that the drow turned to him sharply upon mention of the name, and Regis huddled over his drink, silently berating himself for forgetting how keen drow ears might be, and how much keener still, likely, Jarlaxle's would be. Regis held his breath and didn't dare look up as he heard the magically amplified sound of hard boots striking the wooden floor coming toward him.
"Do I know you, good sir?"
Jarlaxle asked, moving right beside him and motioning for Serena to bring them both a drink.
"No, good sir,"
Regis answered, not daring to look up into the face of that most dangerous mercenary.
"Spider Topolino of Aglarond,"
Serena said, moving over with the drinks.
"He came to us a few days ago, passing through and hoping to score a ride with a caravan to Icewind Dale."
"Icewind Dale?"
Jarlaxle asked, with clear, though feigned, obviously it seemed to Regis, surprise. Regis dared to glance up at the drow, who was smiling. Jarlaxle was always smiling.
"I have family there,"
the halfling meekly explained. Jarlaxle didn't immediately reply, but he did stare, and seemed a bit surprised. Regis tried not to audibly gulp. Was it possible that Jarlaxle had recognized him? It couldn't be, the halfling silently told himself, for he hadn't seen Jarlaxle in more than a century by the drow's accounting of time. But still, that penetrating, knowing look.
"I told him that he might be in luck, since word's that High Captain Beniago is posting a caravan to the Dale this very day,"
Serena said. Jarlaxle continued to stare at Regis, looking him up and down.
"You are well appointed for one looking to serve as a mere guard on a caravan,"
he said quietly when Serena had moved away.
"I don't wish to ride into Icewind Dale alone," Regis said, "yet he's in goblins and such."
"That is a fine hat,"
Regis swallowed hard, suspecting that Jarlaxle had already discerned its magical properties.
"My family was well appointed," he answered. "Perhaps you have heard of Grandfather Pericolo Topolino of Aglarond?"
"Grandfather?" Jarlaxle replied, his tone marking the title appropriately. "No, I have not. Yet." "Just shut up," Regis silently berated himself. He couldn't get into a cryptic conversation with the likes of Jarlaxle. This master spy would know more about him than he knew about himself in short order. "You have enjoyed your stay at my establishment?" Jarlaxle politely asked.
"Miss Serena is a fine hostess, yes," Regis answered.
"Well then, good travels to you, sir," Jarlaxle said, and he tipped his outrageously huge, wide-brimmed hat. "May you find a road worth riding, to a hearth worth watching, and with friends worth toasting."
"Enter you,"
Regis replied, and he breathed easier when Jarlaxle moved along to other patrons, then soon after left the establishment. Shortly after that, High Captain Beniago Kurth made his posting and similarly departed, and Regis was fast to the board and was quite relieved that it was indeed a call for drivers and guards for a merchant caravan departing at the end of the 10 day for the town of Bryn Shander in Icewind Dale. As Beniago had expected, Jarlaxle was waiting for him a short ways down the lane from One-Eyed Jack's.
"An interesting halfling, yes?" asked Beniago, the lieutenant of Break in the Earth, magically disguised as a human, and serving the drow mercenary band as high captain of the most powerful ship in Luskin.
"He will apply for your caravan," Jarlaxle replied. "Give him passage, and see to it that he has not bothered while in Luskin."
Beniago didn't hide his surprise.
"You know him?"
Jarlaxle shrugged.
"He reminds me of someone, perhaps. I cannot place it, and could not be certain in any case, given the beret he wears."
"A hat of disguise?"
Jarlaxle nodded.
"That hand crossbow on his belt is worth many thousands of gold. And there is no shortage of magical items about that one, the unusual hat included."
"And that rapier?"
Beniago agreed, and he seemed impressed. Jarlaxle nodded, but couldn't help himself as he looked back toward the distant tavern, musing.
"What do you know?"
Beniago prompted.
"Little,"
Jarlaxle admitted.
"And I never enjoy knowing little."
"I could inquire," Beniago started, but Jarlaxle shook his head, cutting short that train of thought.